With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump is hinting at another round of peace talks with Iran. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
In a phone call with the New York Post, the president said a second round of talks with Iran could be happening over the next 2 days. He initially told the newspaper they would likely be held somewhere in Europe, but later suggested that they could be held again in Pakistan's capital. Last weekend's initial round of talks ended without an agreement on Iran's nuclear ambitions, which the Trump administration says is a central sticking point. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Meanwhile, in Washington today, Israel and Lebanon participated in talks over ending the conflict between those two countries. Yekiel Leiter, Israel's first U.S. ambassador, says Lebanon deserves credit for taking part in the talks, despite pressure from Hezbollah to stay away.
We discovered today that we're on the same side of the equation. And that's the most positive thing we could have come away with. We are both united in liberating Lebanon from an occupation power dominated by Iran called Hezbollah.
The month-long war between Israel and Hezbollah has killed over 2,100 people and displaced more than a million, leaving Lebanon desperate for a diplomatic solution, while Israel has ruled out an immediate ceasefire. The Justice Department has asked a federal appeals court to throw out the seditious conspiracy convictions of Proud Boys and Oath Keepers leaders who were sentenced to prison terms for leading members of the groups in attacking the U.S. Capitol over 5 years ago. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 317 points, the Nasdaq rose 455, the S&P advanced 81. This is SRN News. Christians abroad are hoping for changes in Iran.
The country's nuclear weapons program is the reason that the U.S. and Israel launched military operations, but Iran is one of the worst persecutors of believers on earth. It ranks number 10 on Open Door's annual list of the places in the world where it's most dangerous to follow Christ, and many hope that if the regime finally falls, persecution will ease. Before the Islamic Revolution in the 1970s, Christians were a small minority, but they did not face death for their beliefs. Since then, the persecution has been deadly and relentless. Michael Harrington reporting.
Last year saw the highest level of deadly violence against Jews around the world in over three decades, with 20 people killed in anti-Semitic attacks. That's the conclusion of a new study by Tel Aviv University, which included a deadly attack at a Hanukkah celebration in Australia. Anti-Semitism has been up ever since the Hamas attack on Israel in 2023. This is SRN News. Markets are approaching record levels.
Stocks rallied to the edge of their all-time high on Wall Street, and crude oil prices fell as traders hope for new talks between the U.S. and Iran. The S&P 500 rose 1.2% Tuesday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 317 points. That's about 0.7%. The Nasdaq Composite rose 2%. The price of Brent crude fell 4.6% to about $94 a barrel. That's well above the $70 a barrel Brent was trading at before the war started. Brent went as high as $119 a barrel when worries about the war were at their peak. Seth Sutel, New York.
Super Typhoon Sinlaku pounded the northern Mariana Islands for hours before daybreak Wednesday. It slowed just to inflict more damage across Tinian and Saipan, home to nearly 50,000 people. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters reporting.